This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you this day our brother Harry. We thank you for giving him to us, his family and friends, to know and to love as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see in death the gate of eternal life, so that in quiet confidence we may continue our course on earth, until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Dear Carolyn, Tim and Judy, George, Linda, Steve, Leslie, family and friends, we express our heartfelt condolences at the loss of Harry. Harry was special to us. We can only think of how special he was to all of you. The gospel that we normally hear on this Sunday after Easter is the appearance of Jesus to the disciples who were in a locked room full of fear and despair. Jesus came through locked doors and brought peace to those he loved. May the resurrected Christ bring peace of heart to all of you at the loss of your husband and your father. The words of Jesus as he came through those locked doors of the upper room to his disciples are, "Peace be with you." In light of today's celebration of Harry's life, in the Harry McDaniel translation of the scriptures, Jesus enters through the locked doors and says, "Hey, babe." It was Harry's way. Whether he knew you or not, it was his way of breaking the ice and making you feel like he was your friend already. I knew Harry when I was just a parishioner here. I knew of his talents and his willingness to share them so freely. How many people did he quietly and behind the scenes take care of their leaky water heaters, electrical issues, or anything else that was broken? It was shortly after I became rector here that I was trying to install a ceiling fan in our house. There were three electrical wires coming out of the ceiling, but the colors did not match the colors coming out of the electrical fan itself. So I called Harry. "Harry, the colors don't match. What do I do?" "Just attach the wires to each other." "Well, how will I know if I did it right?" "Trust me, you'll know." And then there was that characteristic Harry laugh at the other end of the phone. And 30 minutes later, there was Harry at my front door to help install the fan. Still laughing, he would say, "I thought you'd get a charge out of that one." Harry got a charge out of life and gave a charge to the life of everyone he met. If you appreciate the mission work that we do in this church, thank Harry. Harry was in the middle of both the organization and execution of our mission efforts from the beginning. Harry was in the middle of our relationships, formed first with our little roses, enjoying the heck out of one of the girls in Honduras trying to find enough hair in his head to make a corn roll. I can still see him following a certain person, not from St. Joseph's, around our little roses and fixing every faultily installed light fixture that person had done. He worked tirelessly both in planning and participating in our first mission trips to the Dominican Republic. To this day, there are local concrete workers in Halonga and Consuelo who speak only two words of English. When I last visited Consuelo, the same workers were with us and they simply said, "Mr. Harry?" They missed him. Harry could communicate with anyone. There was a car ride from Key West to Boynton Beach. We had just formed a companion relationship with the Dominican Republic and were asked to host Bishop Julio Holguin and his wife Milagro at St. Joseph's that weekend. They needed a ride. Harry had traveled with me in my convertible down to St. Paul's in Key West. Bishop Holguin and his wife Milagros were to travel with us. They do not speak English. We did not speak Spanish. Harry talked to them for 4.5 hours. It came to a point where we were going to be passing a restaurant that had been recommended to us. And I looked into the back seat and I motioned to Bishop Holguin and his wife, "Would you like to stop to eat?" And he said, "Yes, yes." Bishop Holguin remembers with fondness Harry to this day. He has no idea what Harry said, but he knows it was said with love. If you appreciate our youth program, say thank you, Harry. Harry would just show up in the youth office, and whether it was Steffi Reed or Bree Hurley, he would just be there and visit and make them feel good and important. Harry modeled friendship. If you appreciate the fine work and fun that Harry brought to us, here you see Harry with Mike, so proud of his mission work that they had done. Harry was so proud of his mission work. He headed up the painting of the medical clinic in San Pedro de Macorís with Mike Turner, a medical clinic that, because of the hurricanes, had the top floor totally unusable till Harry and Mike took it on. And then in that week, they instilled within their crew pride for their mission work. The idea was, because we had so many people on that mission trip, we would have two teams and we would switch each day with the work that they had. Those assigned to the paint crew were looking forward not to having to paint all week. But after one day and working with Harry and with Mike, they wouldn't switch. For that entire week, they painted and had pride in their work that was contagious. If you enjoy these comfortable blue chairs that we have, if you enjoy the expanded sanctuary that we have, say thank you, Harry, because it was his idea to begin with. If you enjoy the fact that we have a non-leaky roof after so many years, say thank you, Harry. How many times was he calling Gulfstream physically, as you see here, sometimes on the roof himself, supervising the work? Harry helped us to form and maintain our relationships with Father Sandino and the people of the Dominican Republic. He had a special bond with Father Sandino. And when I informed Father Sandino of Harry's passing, he wrote this: "When I received the message from Father Marty telling me about the passing of our brother Harry McDaniel, I was visited by sadness. Then I started reviving the moments shared with Harry, especially in San Pedro de Macorís and in Boynton Beach. In my heart and mind resonated the joyful expressions with which he enjoyed every moment of his life. Sadness gave space to the immense affection this brother always inspired in me. I remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though he die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And I felt consolation knowing that Harry has not died. He only left before us to the house of our Heavenly Father. If I live according to God's will, I will see him and many other loved ones that have already departed from this world. Harry was a member of the group of pioneers in the first years of the relationship with St. Joseph's Church and churches in the Dominican Republic. That small group, Harry, Mike Turner, and Bob Lees, always visited us to coordinate the projects with anticipation. But when the big group came, they worked as much as the others. One of the most enjoyable moments I shared with Harry was when he invited my wife Isabel and I to go fishing in a boat at the sea. That day he made me a great fisherman, for I got to fish with plenty of breeze, the beautiful view of intense blue sea, rest, and above all, a great piece of friendship this brother shared with us that day. The times he mentioned his wife Carolyn were always with gratitude, admiration, and pride. That's why I want to ask of her that she does not give home to sadness in her heart. As a woman of love and strength that she is, that she may use this energy Harry's always mentioned her to have, to continue in the service that God assigns to her among her small family and her big family of St. Joseph's. I know my Redeemer lives, and at the end he will raise me from the dead. And with my eyes I will see God, whom has loved me with eternal love. Eternal rest to Harry, peace, love, and strength for Carolyn, the family, and to our brothers and sisters of St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. May God continue blessing you in this Easter season and always. If you originally came to this church through the 7:45 a.m. service, say thank you, Harry. Harry was one of the initial ushers. For years and years, he served at the 7:45 service. And then there was that special Valentine's renewal of vows that Harry had agreed to be the fall guy for Father Marty and Dee's skit. The theme was the importance of communication. Cupid and her cupidettes were to teach Harry how to properly communicate with his wife. It was all the more humorous because we all knew what a straight shooter communicator Harry was. Imagine Harry, as Carolyn relates, when she dragged him into a Starbucks. And with the litany of offers that the barista gave to Harry, his response was, "I just want a cotton pick and cup of coffee." How freely he would speak of his devotion to Carolyn. He spoke often of how he looked forward to Carolyn's eventual retirement from hospice so that they could have more fun together. And Harry was particularly proud of the statue of St. Joseph that he and Carolyn donated to St. Joseph's. For years, it was the visible symbol that was the first impression for all visitors to our church as you drove up from Seacrest. The hardest thing for me about the whole Joy of the Family statue project was approaching Harry about moving his statue. He took off his baseball cap, scratched his head for a minute, and said, "Well, let's go take a look where we might be able to move it." He was unwavering in his loyalty to the leadership of this church. He was unwavering in his loyalty to his faith, and most unwavering in his loyalty to his life, wife, and family. For years, Harry was part of the Episcopal Church women, a crucial team member of the hot dog grillers at every picnic. He, Chuck Ryan, Tim Newell, Windsor Lee, Larry Van Buskirk, many others became honorary ECW members. Harry served the greater church as well. Elected by the deanery to serve as lay representative to the executive board, Harry contributed to the life of our Episcopal Church in this diocese for 6 years. Executive board meetings, convocations, diocesan conventions. It was never a boring meeting for me when I sat next to Harry. He served as senior warden. He served as junior warden. He served as senior warden again. If you appreciate the spiritual, emotional, and physical health and condition of this, our spiritual home, thank Harry McDaniel. Harry got a charge out of life and put a charge of life into all that he did. Harry wrote a collect as part of our mission trip reflection back in 2006. It is a fitting example of how he strove to live his life, and I share it with you. O God, I am not satisfied with reading about your birth, Lord. I want to be in on it. Take the history of my childhood and religion, put it to use. There are promises and longings out of my past and my childhood, O God, which you fulfill. To the birth of Jesus in my life, Lord Jesus, I want to be changed from getting things to giving myself. Thanks be to God. Amen. If you enjoy your freedom in this country, thank Harry. Harry served his country on the seas for many years. He'd often recount with great pride his travels around the globe to service, repair, and replace boilers and engines for our Navy's fleet. He often told the story of when he was left behind by the ship's captain when he was in Saudi Arabia. It was against the law for an American to travel unaccompanied there, and besides, the captain had kept Harry's passport. We all know Harry had a gift for speaking. That man could talk his way out of Saudi Arabia without a passport. And he did. He didn't talk about it often, but Harry's life was seriously threatened at one point when a boiler exploded while they were at sea. Harry personally helped to rescue many men that day, bringing them topside in the aftermath of the explosion. If you enjoy the fact that the lights come on, thank Harry because he did more wiring around here than any electrical contractor. If you enjoy the view of the flowers and the green grass, thank Harry because he did more in the various stages of our expansion to ensure that the sprinkler system was correspondingly expanded. If you enjoy the new music building and the space it provides to our youth band and to our traditional choir, thank Harry. It was Harry's dream back in the days of Father Mike when this beautiful stained glass window was put behind the altar and the altar guild sacristy was expanded. Harry wanted to do the project bigger, to expand the building back to the parking lot. It didn't happen back then, but Harry never gave up on that dream. He continued to talk about it. He continued to do whatever he could to help bring it about. There was hardly ever a conversation or lunch I would have with Harry that at some point he would say, "Before we're both out of here, we're going to build that building back to the parking lot." Well, when it was finished, I told him, "Harry, we need a new goal. The building is finished and I'm only 55 years old." He said, "Well, you could retire early and we could go fishing." For Harry, it is finished. But it is finished in the way we celebrate Jesus' life on Good Friday. You have completed your task. You have run the race. You have fought the good fight. Our fishing net is full because of you. Is it not appropriate that the Roman Catholic Church from which Harry came celebrates the canonization of two of their saints today? we canonize this saint of our local church, Harry McDaniel. May he rest in peace.